Now, what Luke doesn't mention is that they had to flee to Egypt. Yeah, the wise men came. Herod gets light that an important person has been born.
A child. And of course,
he ends up wanting to kill that child.
And
God warns them, and they end up in Egypt. And later on, they return back to Nazareth. But in Luke, we have something else that we don't have anywhere else in the Bible.
Because
we have the only passage here in the Bible that talks about Jesus' childhood. Now, of course, there are people that claim all kinds of things about Jesus as a child.
These
are all from non-biblical sources.
And
probably everything is just made up by men.
We only
look to the Bible to find out what is true. Now, if God wanted us to know more about a child of Jesus, he would have given us more.
So
the only story we have is when Jesus is 12 years old.
And
it's an interesting story.
12 years.
And it's an interesting story
because
it's a story about Joseph and Mary, who are entrusted with the child of God, with the Savior.
Yosef and Maryam, که خداوند بهشون اعتماد کرده و نجات دهنده رو به دستای اونها داده.
And they lose him for 3 days.
و 3 روز گمش میکنن.
Yeah, so read Luke. Chapter 2, verses 40 to 42. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast.
و طفل رشد کرده به روح قوی میگشت و از حکمت پر شده. فیض خدا بر وی می بود و والدین او هر ساله به جهت عید فصح به اورشلیم می رفتن و چون 12 ساله شد موافق رسم عید به اورشلیم آمدن.
Yeah, so the Israelites had these feasts and they were supposed to be going there.
می دونین که عیدهایی بود که می رفتن اسرائیل
به اورشلیم. And Mary and Joseph were going here to the Passover.
می رفتن عید فصح.
And Jesus is going with them when he's 12 years old to go to Jerusalem. Read verses 43 and 40 to 45. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him.
و چون روزها را تمام کرده، بازگشت می نمودند، آن طفل یعنی عیسی در اورشلیم توقف نمود و یوسف و مادرش نمی دانستند. بلکه چون گمان می بردند که او در کاروان است، سفر یک روزه کردند و او را در میان خیشان و آشنایان خود می جستند. و چون او را نیافتند، در طلب او به اورشلیم برگشتند.
Yeah, so after the feast, they go back to Nazareth.
میرن به سمت ناصره.
Yeah, they go a whole day.
میدونین که کاروان بوده و یه روز کامل.
They assume that Jesus is around with friends or family.
فکر میکرده تو جمع دوستا و آشناها عیسی داره میچرخه.
And only after a day of journey, they figure out that Jesus isn't with them.
بعد از یه روز سفر فهمیدن عیسی اونجا نیست.
Now that might sound very reckless if you live in 2022.
الان اگه تو قرن سال 2022 زندگی کنی به نظر شاید خیلی عجیب بیاد که بچه‌ت گم کردی.
We shouldn't be too down on Joseph and Mary for this.
یوسف و مریم کوچیک نگاه نکنین.
First of all, I think that our current society is a little more dangerous for children than society 2000 years ago.
بچه‌ها خطرناک‌تره تا سال 2000 سال پیش.
And of course, all sin was always around, including the reprobates. But today we have a lot of weirdos around. And of course, today we have the capability of taking somebody and taking him away quick. Yeah, putting him,
یه مسیر دورش.
Putting them in a car, running off with
them. کنیم و خیلی سریع با سرعت زیاد از اون محالی هم که ورش داشتیم ببریمش قایمش.
I think society is a little more dangerous today.
امروز جامعه‌مون خطرناک‌تر از اون زمانه.
Now, second.
دوم.
We also need to give some children some room to fail.
بعد اجازه بدیم بعضی وقتا بچه‌هامون اشتباه بکنن.
You cannot always protect children.
همیشه نمیتونیم هر لحظه بچه‌مون رو حفاظت کنیم.
Yeah, and I would be more protective of girls than of boys.
من برای دخترها خیلی بیشتر مراقبم. Girls
are more vulnerable than boys.
چون دخترها خطر بیشتری تهدیدشون میکنه تا پسرها.
Yeah, because but here there are two extremes.
اما دو طرف زیاده رویه.
You try 100% of the time to protect them from every possible danger that can happen to them.
But
the problem is, there will come a time that you cannot protect them anymore. Because they grow up, they become adults, and they leave home. And then they're on their own.
Now,
the other extreme is that people just let children go and they don't care. Don't care at all. Just let them loose.
آزاد ولشون میکنه.
Now, the Bible warns against that specifically.
اونم کتاب مقدس میگه.
In Proverbs 29:15.
امثال 29:15.
The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Proverbs 29:15.
امثال 29:15. و چوب و توبی حکمت میبخشد اما جوانی که به حال خود رها شود مادرش را شرمسار میسازد.
Yeah, a child that is let loose.
بچه‌ای که ول شده.
Eventually that is a child that will get into trouble, does things that are not right.
که کارهای اشتباه میکنه.
And basically brings his mother to shame.
که مادرش را شرمسار میکنه.
Yeah, because his mother is looked at like, hey, you're raising that child and you've not done a good job.
و مادرش گفته میشه که اون بچه رو ول کردی و بچه‌ت خلاف شده.
I would be on the other side, not at the of the spectrum. I would be on the protective side.
من خودم بیشتر محافظم.
Yeah, specifically considering the time we live in.
مخصوصا تو زمان و سالی که
امروز. Yeah, but we do need to raise our children in a way that we give them certain responsibility.
اما به بچه‌هامون هم جوری باید بزرگشون کنیم که مسئولیت‌ها رو بهشون بدیم که یاد بگیرن.
Even told Serena yesterday.
دیروز حتی به سرنا گفتم.
Yeah, sometimes I test them.
بعضی وقتا
I'll give them some freedom.
آزادی بهشون میدم که آزمایششون کنم و ببینم با اون آزادی چه جوری اون آزادی رو استفاده میکنن.
If they do well, they can keep it.
اگه درست نگرش دارن آزادی میمونه دستشون.
If they don't do well, then
اما اگه درست استفاده نکنه دوباره برش میگردونیم تا آماده شه بتونن از اون آزادی درست استفاده کنن.
Don't look at Mary and Joseph to be these horrible parents that
مریم و یوسف رو نگاه نکنید که عجب مادر و پدر بدی بودن بچه‌شون رو گم کردن.
If God chooses two people to raise the Messiah, the Son of God on this earth.
خداوند دو نفری رو انتخاب کرده Yeah, we know
these people are special people. These people are godly people who are suitable for the job. Yeah, so we see here that Jesus at an age of 12 as a boy has been given some freedom. Yeah, where they kind of assumed, oh, Jesus will just follow along and go home. And my guess is that the average 12-year-old was a lot more mature than the average 12-year-old today.
اون زمان 12 ساله پسر خیلی بزرگتر و با حکمت‌تر بوده تا 12 ساله
امروز. Today we have 25-year-olds.
الان 25 ساله‌ای رو داریم که هنوز نمی‌تونن مسئولیتی تو زندگیشون بپذیرن.
And older.
یا حتی پیرتر.
Yeah, playing computer games in the basement.
فقط زیر زمین دارن بازی کامپیوتری می‌کنن.
And if you're a young girl,
اگه دختر جوانی
you're looking to get married,
و منتظر کسی هستی که باشه ازدواج کنی
this is the kind you run away from
فرار کنی
screaming in all direction
با داد و سرعت زیاد هر چی میتونی ازشون بگیری
the man is the provider of the home
مرد باید فراهم کننده خونه باشه
you need to find a man that can take the responsibility
باید دنبال مردی بگردی که بتونه اون مسئولیت خانواده رو بر دوش خودش
provide for a wife and can provide for a family
بتونه برای خانومش و برای کل خانواده‌اش نیازاشو برآورده کنه
of course if you're a young man When you get married, when you want to get married,
وقتی هم شما جوون این پسر جوون هستین که روپای خودتون
Yeah, so you can provide for a wife.
که بتونی به جایی برسید که نیاز خانواده‌تون رو برآورده کنی، نیاز خانواده‌تون رو برآورده کنی.
Yeah, so Mary and Joseph lose the son of God that wasn't trusted to them.
به اون خداوندی به اون اعتماد داده بود. و یه روز تموم طول میکشه تا
بفهمن. Read on in verses 46 and 47.
آیه 46 تا 47.
And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers.
بعد از سه روز او را در معبد یافتند که در میان معلمان نشسته سخنان ایشان را میشنود و از ایشان سوال میکرد.
Yeah.
هر که سخن او را میشنید از فهم و جوابهای او متحیر
میگشت. Yeah, so they traveled one day out, they had to travel one day back.
رفتن، یه روزم برگشتن.
And they were searching now for a day and finally find him.
میگردن و آخر
سر پیداش میکنن.
کجا پیداش میکنن؟
In the temple.
تو معبد خداوند.
In the midst of educated people, doctors.
در میان تحصیل کنند. کسی که معلم بودن، تحصیل کرده بودن.
And he is interacting.
و داره با اونا حرف میزنه. با اونها
صحبت میکنه. He's asking questions. He's giving answers.
سوال ازشون میپرسه و ازشون جواب
میخواد. And they're astonished at his understanding. تعجب
کردن که چقدر درک کردن.
Of course, Jesus is the Son of God.
بله، عیسی مسیح پسر خداست.
And we know he was exceptionally smart.
میدونیم هوش و ذهنش خیلی بالاتر از همه بوده.
But the fact that he has these conversations with these wise men at the age of 12.
و همون بحثی که با این آدمهای تحصیل کرده در سن 12 سالگی داشته.
Also points to the fact that he was raised by godly parents.
نشون میده که
who taught him the scriptures from a young age.
و مادر و پدری که بزرگش کرده بودن در کلام بزرگش کرده بودن و بهش درس‌ها را
Remember that it said that Jesus was increasing in wisdom and understanding.
مسیح اولش در حکمت رشد پیدا می‌کرده و درکش
رشد. And I believe his godly parents had a lot to do with that.
پدر و مادر خدا ترسش هم قسمتی از این کار رو کردن.
Yeah, our children.
بچه‌های ما.
Yeah, should be way ahead.
خیلی باید جلوتر.
With their understanding of the things of God.
درک چیزهای خداوند باشن در مقایسه با دیگران.
And it should astonish wise men when they talk with them.
تحصیل کرده ها تعجب کنند وقتی با بچه‌ها.
How do we accomplish that?
چجوری این کارو باید بکنیم؟
By taking them to church.
اونها رو کلیسا بردن.
By reading the Bible with them.
کتاب مقدس باهاشون خوندن.
By teaching them biblical lessons.
و به اونها درس کتاب مقدس
بدن. By making sure that they learn to study the word of God on their own.
و بدونیم و مطمئن شیم که اونها قادرن کلام خداوند رو تنهایی مطالعه کنن.
Yeah. So Jesus astonished the wise men by his knowledge and understanding.
و با درک و فهمش اون معلمین تعجب کرده بودن که عیسی چقدر میفهمه.
Read verse 48.
آیه 48.
And when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing.
چون ایشان را او را دیدند مضطرب شدند، پس مادرش به وی گفت ای فرزند چرا با ما چنین کردی؟ اینک پدرت و من غمناک گشته تو را جستجو می‌کردیم.
So are Mary and Joseph worried?
آیا مریم و یوسف نگران بودند؟
You bet they were.
بله نگران.
Yeah, they knew that God had put it.
می‌دونستند که این بچه رو خداوند به دستشون
داده،
در دست خدا اونا.
And they probably thought we blew it. We lost them.
میگه وای گمش کردیم، داغونش کردیم.
Yeah, sometimes you can feel like parents like that. Hey, we blew it, you made a mistake.
وای بچه‌مون خراب کرد. وای اشتباه کردیم.
No parent is perfect.
هیچ مادر و پدری بی عیب نیست.
We all make mistakes.
هممون اشتباه میکنیم.
Yeah, but here's the answer.
اما جواب اینه.
From here on, do the best.
از امروز به بعد.
You can to grow them up in the Lord.
اون کاری رو بکنید که.
And especially again.
بچه‌هاتون خدا ترس باشن.
Mothers. Yeah, spend time with your children.
با بچه‌هاتون
have real conversations with them.
با اونها صحبت‌های واقعی داشته باشید.
Teach them godly principles.
اصلای کلام خداوند رو بهشون یاد بدین. کلام خداوند رو بهشون یاد بدین.
Put your children at the right priority.
اولویت رو روی زندگی بچه‌هاتون بذارید.
پدران همینطور
خانوادتون رو رهبری کنید در راه
خداوند. Yeah, be that godly example, godly leader in your family.
نمونه رهبری خداوند باشید.
Teach your children the things of God.
به بچه‌هاتون کلام خداوند رو یاد بدید.
Yeah, in the family that God chose to raise Jesus.
در خانواده‌ای که خداوند تصمیم میگیره عیسی مسیح در اون
باشه. Yeah, mistakes were made.
اشتباهات انجام
شد. Yeah, we all make mistakes. That's okay. We need to learn from them.
اشکالی نداره. میتونیم ازشون یاد بگیریم.
And also notice that again that Jesus was not coming from a rich family.
و دقت کنید که عیسی مسیح از یه خانواده ثروتمند نبود.
Yeah, the difference of eventually ending up with godly, successful children.
و تفاوتی که در آخر سر به یک خانواده مطمئن برسیم.
Yeah, it's not defined by how many euros are in the bank account.
مهم نیست که چقدر یورو تو حسابتون جمع
شده. It's defined by what kind of parents there are.
این برمیگرده که پدر و مادرتون کی بودن.
Are these godly people like Mary and Joseph?
آیا اونها مثل مریم و
یوسف بودن؟ Yeah, that's what's going to make the difference.
اون تفاوت رو ایجاد کرد یا
نه؟ I want you to pay attention to the second part of what Mary is saying here.
و بیاین به دکته دوم اشاره کنیم که مریم چی میگه.
Yeah, son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing.
ای فرزند چرا با ما چنین کردی؟ اینک پدرت و من غمناک گشته و تو را جستجو می‌کردیم.
Thy father and I.
پدرت و من.
Is that a true statement?
آیا واقعیت بوده این حرفی که مریم زده؟
And the answer is no. It's not a true statement. Because Joseph is not the father of Jesus. Yeah, God is the father. Now, does the Bible has an error? Because this is written in the Bible. No, but who is saying this?
کی این حرفو زده؟
مری.
مریم.
مری is wrong here.
اینجا مریم اشتباه کرده نه خداوند.
Now, this isn't true sentence.
داستان واقعیه.
Because this is what Mary really said.
واقعا حرفی است که مریم زده.
Yeah, but this doesn't mean that what people say in the Bible is always right.
تو کتاب مقدس همیشه حرفشون 100% درست بوده.
Yeah, and I want to teach you a principle.
میخوام یه نکته ای رو در مورد خوندن کتاب مقدس بگیم. وقتی میخوایم کتاب مقدس رو مطالعه کنید.
Go to 2 Timothy 2:15.
دوم تیموتائوس 2:15 رو باز کنید. بخونید.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
2 Timothy 2:15. و سعی کن که خود را مقبول خدا سازی. کارگری که خجل نشود و کلام خدا را به خوبی انجام دهد.
So we are to learn how to rightly divide
باید
the word
یاد بگیریم کلام خدا را به خوبی انجام بدیم.
Yeah, and we'll see that it is dangerous.
و می‌بینیم که خطرناک.
To not rightly divide the word of truth.
درست کلام خدا را انجام ندهیم.
By for example taking a passage out of its context.
مثلا یه فصلی رو از موضوعش دراریم.
Now if you read on in Luke 2, you will see that Jesus.
اگه در لوقا فصل 2 ادامه بدیم بخوندن.
Corrects Mary on this.
بلافاصله عیسی مسیح تصحیح.
Read the next verses in Luke 2.
لوقا فصل 2 آیه بعدی رو بخونید.
49:50 And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wish ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them.
او بهشان گفت از بهر چه مرا طلب می‌کردی؟ مگر ندانستی که باید من در امور پدر خود باشم؟ ولی آن سخنانی را که بدیشان گفت نفهمیدند.
Yeah, so Jesus directly makes clear who is your father is.
عیسی مسیح همونجا به مریم میگه پدر
واقعیه. Why are you worried? Why are you searching?
چرا نگرانی؟ چرا دنبال
من هستی؟ I must be about my father's business.
من کار پدرم رو باید انجام بدم.
Yeah, was it about how to create the next foldable wooden table?
آیا کار پدرش این بود که نجاری بهتر بکنه؟
Yeah, because Joseph was a carpenter.
بسازه.
No, this was about spiritual things. This was about discussing the things of God.
کلام خداوند.
Proclaiming the things of God.
چیزهای خداوند رو اعلام کردن.
Doing the will of God.
خواست خداوند رو انجام دادنه.
So what Mary said here was just wrong.
هر چیزی که مریم زد اشتباه بود.
Now, how do we know what is right and what is wrong?
از کجا بفهمیم کجا کلام درسته و کجا کلام؟
There are all these statements in the Bible that could be wrong.
گفته شده به وسیله مردها و انسان‌ها.
Here's how you know.
ممکن اشتباه باشه. چجوری تشخیص بدیم؟
If the author makes the statement.
اگر نویسنده میگه این حرفو.
It is true.
واقعیت.
Why?
چرا؟
Because God ultimately is the author of the Bible.
چون نویسنده آخر سر خود خداونده.
And God doesn't lie.
و خداوند دروغ نمیگه.
Go to 2 Peter 1:21.
دوم پتروس 1:21 رو باز کنید.
2 Peter 1:21. For the prophecy came not in all time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
2 Peter 1:21. دوم پتروس 1:21. زیرا که نبوت به اراده انسان هرگز آورده نشد، بلکه مردان مقدس خدا به روح متحرک گشته سخن گفت.
Yeah, so holy men of God didn't speak their ideas or their opinions.
آدم مقدس نیامد نظرش رو
پیشنهادش. Now it says holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
اونا صحبت کردند چون با روح خداوند پر شده بودند.
The words that are given.
کلامی که داده میشه.
Are God's words.
کلام خداوند.
Go to Acts 1:16.
Acts 1:16.
Men and brethren, this scripture must need have been fulfilled with the Holy Ghost. By the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was a guide to them that took Jesus.
ای مردان، برادران، میبایست آن نوشته برآورده شود که روح القدس از زبان داوود از قبل درباره یهودا گفت که راهنما شد برای آنان که عیسی را گرفتند.
Yeah. So here we're talking about a scripture that has been fulfilled in the time of Jesus.
که در زمان عیسی مسیح تکمیل شد.
How this scripture came to be?
چه جوری تکمیل میشه؟
The Holy Ghost.
روح القدس.
By the mouth of David spoke these words.
به وسیله زبان داوود این حرف را زد.
Yeah. God's words.
خداوند
are given to us.
کلامش داده شد به وسیله
God spoke through David.
صحبت کرد به وسیله داوود.
2 Timothy 3:16.
دوم تیموتائوس 3:16.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and if is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
تمامی کتاب از الهام خداست و به جهت تعلیم و تنبیه و اصلاح و تربیت در عدالت مفید است.
Where does scripture come from?
آیات از کجا میاد؟
Ultimately from God.
از خداوند.
Yes, God uses man.
خداوند از انسان استفاده میکنه که کلامش رو بگه.
Scripture comes from God. It's God's word.
از خداست و کلام خود خدا از خود خداست.
Hebrews 13:7.
عبرانیان
Hebrews 13:7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow considering the end of their conversation.
رهبران خود را که کلام خدا را به شما بیان کردند به خاطر دارید و سرانجام رفتار ایشان را ملاحظه کرده از ایمان ایشان پیروی نمایید.
Just any word? No.
هر کلامی,
the word of God.
نه,
God's
کلام
words.
خداوند. اونایی که کلام خداوند
yeah.
گفتن.
Why are we concerned about the Bible we use?
چرا نگران کلامی هستیم که ازش استفاده می‌کنیم؟
Because we want to have God's words.
ما می‌خوایم کلام خدا رو داشته باشیم.
Yeah. Luke 4:4.
لوقا 4:4.
By Jesus answering him, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God."
عیسی در جواب وی گفت: مکتوب است که انسان فقط به نان زیست نمی کند، بلکه
yeah.
به هر کلمه خدا.
We want to have all words.
می خوام همه کلمات.
We want to have the exact words.
می خوام کلمات واقعی رو داشته.
Not something that is close to it.
نه یه چیزی که شبیهش نزدیکشه.
Yep. So how do we know what is true when we read the Bible?
Yeah,
everything that the author says is true because it's God's word.
God
saying it. This can be either a truth statement in itself, or it can just be a statement about something that is true. In the sense that this really happened.
ممکنه این اتفاق بیفته واقعا.
Yeah. Or this person really said that.
یا اینکه واقعا این نفر اینو گفت. معنیش نیست که گفتنش درست باشه. ولی اتفاقش واقعی بوده.
How then do we know?
از کجا بفهمیم کدومش?
What people say or people do is right or not.
گفته، درست گفته یا غلط گفته.
Yeah, we just compare scripture with scripture.
آیه رو همیشه با آیه مقایسه
می‌کنیم. We look for truth statements that are given by the author.
دنبال حقیقتهایی که در نویسنده بهمون داده شده می‌گردیم.
To determine if what somebody has said is actually right.
نفر زده درسته یا غلطه.
Yeah, for example, the statement that Mary makes.
داستان نکته‌ای رو که مریم
میگه. Of course, clearly there are many scriptures that make clear that Jesus is the Son of God.
خیلی آیاتی هست که واقعا اعلام می‌کنه که عیسی مسیح پسر خداست.
Even in Luke 1 it says that. Yeah, so then we can look at those truth statements made by the author.
ما می‌تونیم به این داستان‌های حقیقت نگاه کنیم که به وسیله نویسنده نوشته
شده. And we can simply see that the statement Mary has made is false.
ما می‌تونیم ببینیم اون حرفی رو که مریم زده دروغ بوده.
Yeah, and you even have books in the Bible that are a large part of them are statements from people that make false statements.
و حتی قسمت‌هایی از کتابو داریم که قسمتی شم که کلام خداوند گفته حرفای غلط دوستای بدشونن.
The book of Job is there. It's a great example of that.
در حقیقت حرفای بد دوستای بدشن.
Why?
چرا اینا نوشته شد؟
Because in Job we have a long conversation.
بحثی هست بین
between the friends of Job
دوستای ایوب
and Job
و خود ایوب.
In the end,
در آخر سر,
it is said, "Hey, what your friends have said about me, about God, is not right."
خداوند آخرش میگه هر چه دوستات گفتن درست.
What Job has said is right.
هر چه ایوب گفت درسته.
And some of those friends speak for like 2 chapters.
دو تا فصل کامل ایوب و دوستاش گفتن.
Now, if you would just go to those chapters,
اگر بری تو اون دو تا فصل و بخوای حقیقت رو برداری,
the Bible says this.
کلام خداوندی رو گفته.
And you don't know the context.
و ندونی کی گفته, چه جوری گفته و در مورد چی بوده اون فصل.
You're gonna go wrong.
اشتباه کردی.
Because you're gonna believe things that are actually false.
به حرفای دوستای بد یوسف.
Yeah. Because it's what people said,
مردم
not what
گفتن,
God has said.
گفت.
And God specifically says, hey,
خداوند آخرش هم اعلام کرده,
what his friends say is wrong.
هر چه دوستت گفت غلطه.
Now, was every single thing that his friends had said wrong?
آیا همه حرفایی رو که دوستای ایوب زدن غلط بود؟
And the answer, no, not even
نه.
That.
همش.
But how do you know?
از کجا بفهمیم کدومش درسته کدومش غلطه؟
You have to compare scripture with scripture.
آیه رو با آیه مقایسه.
You have to compare the statements that his friends make.
جمله‌هایی رو که دوستای ایوب گفتن رو
with truth statements from the authors.
با حقیقت‌های دیگه‌ای از نویسنده مقایسه
کنیم. From ultimately the author, God.
و نویسنده اصلی که خود خداونده.
Yeah, that is what it means to rightly divide the word of God.
که کلام خداوند رو درست تقسیم کنیم.
Now let's see the last verses.
آیه بعدی رو بخونیم.
Luke 2:51-52. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
پس با ایشان روانه شد به ناصره آمد و مطیع ایشان می بود و مادر او تمامی این امور را در خاطر خود نگاه می داشت و عیسی در حکمت و قامت و رضامندی نزد خدا و مردم پیشرفت می کرد.
Yeah, and next week we'll go continue.
But then
we'll pick up when Jesus is actually 30 years old and starts his ministry.
عیسی مسیح که 30 ساله است و خدمتش را آغاز می کنه.
Amen.
آمین. ببخشید من یه سوال دارم.